stay here?
Yeah, where you are.
Okay.
Don't move.
Okay.
Don't you dare move.
Okay.
Don't look me in the eyes.
Okay.
Well, now you made it weird. Zimix gives you really bad diarrhea.
The Japanese wrestling fans are smaller.
Movie? The movie. Okay.
Big Sigourney Weaver.
What does that mean? Are you a turtle? Welcome to Mimosas and Coffee. I am Dalton Castle, and to my front
is the coffee
drinker
of Mimosas and Coffee.
Yeah.
Yours truly, Bob
Fish. What is this? Like, all right, we gotta
Bob.
Stop. We gotta stop that right now.
Brutal Bob.
If we're ever gonna get through a podcast ever again, you're gonna have to stop with these weird long pauses. And
I think it's just my cadence.
Yeah, your cadence? You weren't talking to me like that 10 seconds ago.
My Lance cadence.
Your Lance. Is that a guy?
Yeah, Lance Cade.
Yeah.
The late Lance Cade. Rest in peace.
Couple of fellas sitting around brunch time with our drink of choice. Sharing memories and thoughts about the pro wrestling world that we share together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think first off with this episode, we have a huge apology and correction to make to the listeners.
Whoa, I wasn't prepared for this.
You knew in your heart that you and I made a mistake when we disclosed where the members of the Bullet Club were going to end up when they announced that they were leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. They gave their notice, alerting the wrestling world now when it was released.
And we spilled the beans on where everybody was going.
We certainly did.
And AJ Styles, as we said,
I feel bad,
was heading to Northeast Championship Wrestling.
Wrong.
Wait.
You just screwed up our...
Well, it doesn't... We were lying regardless.
Well, yeah, but at the time I had on good authority that... All right, I'm lying again.
Okay.
I did not have on
credibility
good authority.
Is down the drain.
I had on no authority whatsoever other than my own, which I made up, that he was going to Sheldon Goldberg's New England Championship Wrestling.
And we know now that that is, well, that we made up because where he was really going, we knew, and we were keeping it a secret until he went and did something completely out of character.
Completely.
I should just say, AJ Styles has always been synonymous with Mimosas and Coffee.
Always.
And Mimosas and Coffee synonymous with AJ Styles. And he helped build the foundation of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from behind the scenes, you didn't know that. And he is phenomenal. He has a phenomenal body of work, and it lives in our rich history. Something Bobby, you and I, we're proud of.
And yes, to say the least. Aunt Dixie is also proud.
Yeah,
Aunt Dixie. I have an Aunt Dixie.
Yeah, and she's wonderful. She bought the microphones for this podcast.
She did.
And in the last few weeks, rumors have swirled about AJ going to...
About her incestual relationship. Oh, we're talking about AJ.
No, we're on AJ.
Okay.
AJ
I
was going to come.
My Aunt Dixie.
He was going to come be on this podcast full time. That has gone like several months.
He was going to assume the coveted third chair.
Right. I mean, we have been involved in serious discussions to bring him back and to bring him to the microphones.
Mm-hmm. If the third chair is going to remain open, can I get the chair just because? Right now, I sit on a bench.
Oh, see, I want to leave that open because we had creative discussions with AJ. It escalated, and he even offered to bring two additional wrestlers on board to the podcast who had a podcast of their own. You know, that Gallows fella and the Machine Gun fella. And would you say we were enthusiastic about it?
I was putting my whole everything on it.
Right. Remember when they agreed and they signed those papers with us?
Yes. And we shook hands.
We did shake hands. This is around Christmas time.
Yeah. And we took them out for a meal that we paid for.
Yeah.
You and I.
Sure, maybe it was CeCe's Pizza, but we paid $5 for each person.
Well, it's if I remember correctly, it was the all-you-can-eat CeCe's Pizza buffet, and it was past lunchtime, but they were nice enough. Well, let's rephrase that. They were empty enough to allow us to still do the lunch buffet, even though it was clearly dinner time.
Right. And they had just brought out a new steam table of ziti. There was a fresh batch of ziti.
A fresh patch of ziti.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
A fresh patch of ziti.
Which everybody knows.
Any Italian.
It's AJ's favorite patch
it
of
is.
Food.
Any Italian male cannot resist a fresh patch
and then
of ziti. Chuck Ziti. Chuck Ziti, the toughest biker ever.
And then communication between Mimosas and Coffee and AJ had stopped.
Broke down like a vehicle on the side of the highway.
He said he's no longer going to honor his agreement to be on this podcast.
Well, it wasn't even a verbal. He didn't even say that verbally. He said it with actions.
Yeah, his actions where he literally... figuratively spit in our face.
And literally.
And physically.
And figuratively.
And figure skated all over the idea.
And turned up, of all places,
on somebody else's podcast.
The Royal...
Gumbo, that one out of Louisiana. Boy, do I feel stupid.
Stupid.
Do I feel mistreated.
I will never watch The Waterboy again.
Yeah.
Never.
You try and bring shrimp over here. I ain't having none of that.
I will beat the shit out of your ass.
There's a good portion of the movie Forrest Gump I can't watch anymore.
I will beat the shit out of your ass you bring gumbo to my house.
You come over here with that seafood nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what. That's it.
I will punch your ass until shit flies all over the place. It'll be a room full of...
shit? Room full of shit?
I don't know.
Is that where we're going with this?
Maybe.
Yeah. That's the first order of business I had to get off my chest. And it feels good. It feels good to get that out there. And now everybody knows the truth. And I can rest easy. But I guess, you know, good luck, AJ. I guess I'll say that. Good luck if you think you made the right decision.
Well, let's see where those other two jerks end up.
Yeah. Could they're not welcome here.
Could be. Yeah, they're not welcome here anymore.
They're welcome here.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they want to come back.
If they want to come
back.
That
third chair is still open.
Yeah, I mean, I still got these CC 2-for-1 coupons. So.
If they want to, well, one could assume the third chair. The other one could certainly fit on this bench that I'm seated on over here.
No, the big one could be my bench.
A long bench.
You know, me and my sofa's made of boys.
By bench, do you mean...
Let's get that out of the way right now. I should mention, like every episode, we are joined by the presence of my boys. They are here in the room. Boys, go ahead and say something.
I thought we don't let them talk.
Oh, they don't talk.
Okay. Shut the fuck up!
Okay, that's checking...
Both of you!
That will be checking in with the boys for today. Maybe we'll check in with them next week. You and I were just on the road and not the most comfortable situations to travel. Probably not the worst travel we've ever had, but Ring of Honor had, some weather issues. We had to cancel a show in Asheville, North Carolina because of a state of emergency. You and I didn't get to fly out of Albany until 12 hours after our original flight was scheduled.
Yes.
What are you doing with that face? What's this face? Who's this guy?
I don't know. 12 hours seems to be a repeated theme through the weekend.
Oh, that's right. Because coming home, it took us 12 hours to do what usually would be a 3-hour trip.
Yes. Yeah.
But like the way home, this is where it was crappy. Let's recap here. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. Hell of a time. I went out, I wrestled, everybody was ecstatic. You went out, people were pleased. And then we come back. We have a 6 a.m. flight. 7 a.m. Right? Yeah, 7 a.m. flight.
7 a.m.
It's irrelevant. We don't get to sleep. You sleep for a few hours. I stay up because I'm badass.
And then you came to my door way too early.
It was 5 minutes before we had to be on the shuttle.
Way too early.
5 minutes till we had to be on that shuttle.
You came way too
which
early.
Which would get us to the airport an hour and a half before our flight takes off. And everybody knows you need to board at least 30 minutes before. So I was thinking, you're welcome is what you're looking for.
You were early.
I think you mean thank you. So we get on the shuttle.
My name is early.
And this is no ordinary hotel shuttle to the airport.
Oh, no. By no means was this a run-of-the-mill shuttle run.
5 a.m., we're sitting on this bus. It's me, you, there's a guy, his wife, and their two small children.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is blasting the song 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he starts going, he's got this sweet southern twang where he gets on the loudspeaker. Unnecessary. It's a small bus. He could just yell or even say softly, and we would hear what he was saying.
He definitely did not need a microphone.
Well, I guess when Dolly Parton's blasting, you need the microphone.
I did not get a look at the driving console, let's say. Like, I don't know where that microphone was located.
I think he had a Britney Spears headset on.
I was going to say, it is my hope that he had a Britney Spears microphone on, as if he was leading an aerobics class.
So here's what's special about this guy.
And leg warmers.
He gets on the microphone, says, "Hope y'all got a good night rest here. Going to head on to the airport now. Looky here. We had a one woman here one time. Dropped her off at 3 a.m. Came back. Had to pick her up in 2 hours. Barely had to put her head down on the pillow. Hope y'all got a little rest as I get you back on the road."
He was full.
Wait. And then pushes play on the next song.
And it's Willie.
On the road again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pulling up.
He was full of anecdotes. And then music that was skillfully aligned with his anecdotal tales. Yes.
This guy had an act.
Yeah, and he had a full-on radio voice. Like, I thought that would have been your first comment.
Right.
Coming from the world of radio. Like, to me, to the layman ear, he had a very radio voice.
I would say strip club DJ voice.
But that's the same thing to the uneducated ears that I have.
Yeah, he had a script that he was sticking to.
My ears were diagnosed as being retarded.
Yeah, well, yes. It's a rare disorder, but
next year marks the first year that there will be a telethon in honor of my ears. To raise money for my ears.
Make sure you donate to the GoFundMe for Bobby's ears.
Yes.
Yeah. So we pull up, and he had one more. As you were pulling up to the terminal, he had another.
9 to 5, there was the on the road again.
And then he goes, "Just want to say thank y'all for stopping in and checking out this part of the area. We really thank you for coming to this part of the area. And I just want to say, like those old people in that TV show." This is verbatim what I'm saying, by the way. In that TV show, y'all come back now, you hear?
Right now, I'm the oldest guy in the room right now.
Yo.
And I don't know what TV show that was.
TV show.
Yeah, I don't know.
But to give you a little clip of what you're leaving behind, press play, the song, Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, I didn't get to stick around for
that. Because we happen to be leaving the state of
Georgia.
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 If this place was related to Bret the Hitman Hart, it would be Georgia. Hart. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
Do you think if we stuck on the we won another round, if we just stayed on there, we'd get the same act, or do you think he's got different, like, different ones for each one.
I don't know. What I do know is that it earned him exactly zero tip from us.
What?
Yeah. That I'm sure of.
Yeah, I was not amused. Well, I was amused, but it wasn't. It was too early for that.
Well,
crap.
Coupled with the fact that I don't carry cash very often, and I had to give him one of my credit cards. And as entertaining as he was, I don't know if it warranted an entire credit card.
Well, I flipped him one because they get the double miles on mine. I say, "Hey, go nuts, buddy."
I thought you just flipped him the bird.
Mm-hmm. It was an actual bird. Mm. I found a pheasant outside.
Actually, what I did was give him my Price Chopper card.
Yeah, which is not going to do him any good because I got the food line down there.
I gave him that, and I gave him my Blockbuster video card from 1988.
Yeah, the one where he actually is going to owe money because I think you have overdues.
I definitely have overdue videos.
So it's that was the start of the trip home.
Always return my
porn. I don't think they had porn at Blockbuster. Do they? I don't know. We'd have to call a historian to find out that. So
remember when porn was on video?
It still is.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
they have whole stores devoted to it.
Right, but you couldn't you had no access to porn otherwise.
Porn wasn't on video. Porn only existed in two places as a child. It was somewhere buried in your father's closet,
mm-hmm.
or in the middle of the woods, just scattered all about.
Yes, yeah. And I discovered porn in both of those places.
I think that's the only... I told you, that's the only place it appears to boys.
Or, if you're in Japan, you can find it right next to the baseball scores in the newspaper.
Yeah, but not the male parts.
How's that for right? some cultural...
Isn't it pixelated?
Yes, but the both... genital areas, men and women, are pixelated.
Why is it in the newspaper next to the scores? Like, is porn, is there like a league?
Well, I don't know necessarily that it's next to the baseball scores. It is in all, Japanese, and I only read a limited Japanese
basis.
Looks
like Long Duck Dong is in first place this week.
It could have been next to the wanted. I don't know. But I do know that it is in the paper.
Wanted. One furry vagina.
Mm-hmm.
One very fuzzy vagina.
Well, and I'll have you know that the pixelation is not added post...
well, that's right. Media. That's not digital?
No. The pixelation, much to my chagrin, the first time I pulled a young
Japanese... And you do
Japanese,
have a chagrin.
A young Japanese lady's pants down, was that it's pixelated.
So I'm going to stop you right there, Bobby, because this might be something you don't know
about.
I
pulled her pants down and I thought I was playing Tetris.
See, this is something you may be unaware of at the time and maybe still until this point until I tell you. In the videos, the pixelation's only on the male parts. So what you were experiencing may not have been a lady at all.
Wow, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you have shown some light on what... has been otherwise one of the more confusing chapters in my life.
Well, I mean, I hope this doesn't hurt you in any way. I hope I'm helping by bringing this. You probably could have took it into the grave. I probably should have just kept my mouth shut and let it happen. But
well, it does tell me something about my quote unquote
obsession,
sexuality, and I don't think I'm single anymore.
Wait, because of this Japanese quote. Lady, unquote, or
man. And I didn't think guys could get pregnant, so he's a liar.
Well, I mean, it's a digital pregnancy. It's like a Tamagotchi, I think. So
you might have to edit all of this. Let's move on.
Moving on. Do you want to keep going on our trip home? We got to Charlotte. No issues.
Mm-mm.
I don't think any delays.
Prior to Charlotte.
We get to Charlotte, and then we have a three-hour layover, which is ridiculous to begin with. Mm-hmm. Don't they know we're big stars? Schedule our flights accordingly.
You would think.
So you and I decide to go sit on some rocking chairs.
Like because...
We're in the South.
Because Charlotte Douglas International does not have a Sky Lounge, aka Delta Lounge, where I have Diamond Medallia status, Diamond medallion status, which means that I can have sex with the workers. I can take their things. I can wear their shoes, drive their cars, bang their wives, beat their children.
Yeah, wear their children as slippers.
Yes.
I don't know how that would work. Maybe tie their legs around your ankles.
I guess it would depend on if they are boys or girls.
I wasn't gonna.
I should not take it places. I take it.
Cool. I don't know why that would matter.
I always. Okay.
You feel like so, you have you gone too far yet? do you feel that way?
Yes. Only the Admiral Club, where I am no one. I am a commoner. I have to use the public restroom. I don't get to eat free food. I can't be rude to people and still have them smile and accommodate me.
Not only do we have to use the public restroom, we have to use the public restroom, which for some reason in this airport has an attendant in every single men's room, just there to make sure your pee goes okay, to try to guilt you out of some cash.
Yes, it's a complete guilt trip. However, if I'm thinking from an occupational standpoint, what I'm willing to do for money, what I'm not willing to do, for the amount of money that gentleman earns daily, he smells other people's shit all day long.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wow. I'm not willing to do that.
Ask me if I'm willing to do it.
Are you willing to do that?
I don't know.
Brendan!
Yeah?
Why, Brendan? Why did you... Why would you tell them this?
I don't know.
Why didn't you tell them, Brendan, that the shit stunk?
Because they asked me. They asked me if it stunk, yeah.
Brendan, why were you there and not doing your AM cardio?
You don't know. Wait.
You're supposed to be doing your AM cardio.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Did you like Making a Murderer? Because while we were sitting in our rocking chairs, I realized you were watching the last couple episodes.
So far, love it.
Not finished.
I still got 8, 9, and 10 to
watch. Why aren't you finished?
Because when I'm at home, I don't have time to watch things. I have two children and lots of like working out and...
Why don't you have the time?
I have a full life. It's only when I get on the road that I have time to catch up on BS. Effing BS. That's on the road is when I catch up on my effing BS, Nick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know why not.
I don't know why I didn't finish it. All right. I don't know.
All right, so you got to finish it.
If you're wondering what the fuck is going on, go watch Making a Murderer.
I think you're the only person in the world that hasn't watched it.
Okay, so then you think everyone is... Everyone understands that we're doing Brendan Dassey.
Well, first off, there's 6 people listening. There's a good chance all of them have watched it. 6. 2 of them are my mom. She has split personalities. No. I don't know how many moms I have. Yeah. All right. So regardless of how anybody feels about that, that boy.
Dummy.
Well, yeah.
Slow.
Not his fault he's dumb. I mean, it's not his fault.
Not going to win the 40-yard dash in brain capacity.
Not even a thing, but if it was made just for him.
He'd come in dead last.
I don't know if that's right. Yeah.
If he were my son, I would fear that one day I would wake up, find him dead because he forgot to keep breathing.
That poor kid.
He just forgot. Yeah,
just why didn't you breathe?
He just took an inhale.
Brendan.
Exhale.
Don't you want to breathe?
Got to inhale again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So raising a child to be like that, I don't know. I don't know where you take the wrong turn, but I saw some parenting at the airport while we were sitting there watching our 2 hour delay happen in 10 minute increments.
Was this an observation? I remember the 2 hour delay in increments, but was this an observation that you did not share with me? Because I'm having a hard time remembering this.
Well, you were still, all right, so we were sitting waiting for our flight, and there was no seats, so you and I
sat on the
floor. Like commoners.
Right.
Sat on the floor, and as this kid and his mother, I'd say he's probably about 12 to 14, they're walking by, and coming the opposite direction is one of those golf carts that bring the manatees to the airplanes.
Which were all over this airport.
Yeah, just the loud beeping.
Yeah.
And just slowly nudging.
They were everywhere. And they're always manned by very rude employees.
Yeah, they're manned by rude employees, and they've got Free Willy. This is like the scene from Free Willy right before he jumps the rocks.
Rude, lazy employees.
Yeah. So, listen, if you have to listen to beep, beep, beep all day and it never gets quieter because you're sitting on the thing that's making that noise, might be a little, might really wear on you. Not saying that they didn't start this job grumpy, but that doesn't help.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean,
beep, beep. Is that helping?
It almost brings me to our friend that takes our ticket for parking at Albany Airport every time we return. That's another
We'll get to her
topic entirely. Yeah. So let's continue.
So the mother and the kid and are the walking boy. and the cart drives by, and as it drives by, he does this little thing where he kicks his foot behind him and taps the cart with his foot. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you walk by a car as a kid, you're just an ass. You just reach out and hit things. He didn't hit it hard. He just tapped it, but unnecessary, because whatever. He just did it because he's an ass. He's a kid. Why'd you do that?
I don't know. Thank you, Brendan.
His mother stops in her tracks and just goes, "You could get shot for that."
Shot?
I remember because I wrote it down when I heard it. You could get shot for that.
Jesus Christ, what world does this woman live in? Like, is this Game of Thrones?
They don't have guns in there.
No, they don't have guns, but like where someone might kill you for such a mundane act? It's
Nazi Germany, and he touched the Führer's car. But like, what kind of... She went from zero to crazy real fast to try to teach a kid a lesson. It's like, you better brush your teeth or you might get murdered.
Some people despise bad breath. Halitosis has been responsible for many a death.
You better go clean your room or Donald Trump's gonna deport you.
Tomorrow, finish the rest of your lunch or I'm going to rape you.
Okay, there we go. We got there quickly. I wanted to keep going with this. I don't think I could top that one.
Why? I hate the look on the disappointment on your face when you create such a masterful format and I ruin it somehow. I didn't mean to ruin.
You're not such a roadblock with the flow. I just think when it comes to content, your brain always goes. You just go a little too far. Like you look at the line and you go fuck it. This thing this doesn't apply to me.
I don't like lines.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with this thing? Okay. Run straight past it?
I apologize. I'll try to be more observant of the line. Yeah. It's either what you love about me out there or what you fucking hate about me.
I love it about you.
Among other things. Yeah. There's a lot to hate. I wake up every day knowing that I got a list of shit for people to hate.
Like, what do you think's number one?
The sound of my voice.
Oh, boy. It's
probably number one.
It's like pins. It's like pinned straight to my ear.
Yeah.
Like,
I've been told I have a Boston accent, which is ironic considering I'm from New York.
You sound like a sparrow was eaten by a tuba. That's all I got.
I don't know where to go with that. Brendan?
I don't know.
Brendan Dassey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for stopping in, Brennan. Well, let's go back to the boys. Boys, what do you have to say about this?
Shut the fuck up, boys.
That's more like it. They know better.
By the way, in studio, in case you haven't gathered as much, are the boys as well as Brendan Dassey.
You don't think the listener could have gathered that from the conversation that literally happened 10 seconds ago where we talked to Brendan Dassey and the boys?
Well, we started this podcast by explaining that that third chair was meant for one AJ Styles.
And we had to scramble and fill it.
Yes, agreed.
And well, first we had to create a chair out of the boys.
But a chair nonetheless, a chair that should have been mine as opposed to this hard-ass bench you've got me seated upon. Brendan Dassey became available and we booked it.
Brendan, aren't you supposed to be in jail, like, for murder?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll just move past that. I don't need explanations for anything of that.
P.S. Spoiler alert, I haven't seen 8, 9, and 10.
Oh.
Jerk.
The show is called Making a Murderer.
Well, stop, because there's numerous people on trial and up in the air, and who knows, it could be anyone. By the time it's done, maybe that beautiful woman known as Mama Avery will be up on charges.
Mama Avery.
She looks like a frog.
She does. I mean, I looked it up. She kind of looks like the old lady from Monsters, Inc.
Every time she opens her mouth, I'm halfway expecting for flies to come.
Mike Wazowski.
I'm expecting for a fly to escape.
She can't help it. This is what people in Wisconsin look like.
Mm.
I think. I don't know.
Well, not true, because Anthony Pettis is from Milwaukee.
Handsome devil.
He don't look like that.
Handsome.
Nor does his brother.
Silas Young.
Silas Young does not look like that. Duke Rufus does not look like that. And he'll punch the shit out of you.
All right. I've been looking for a tweet of yours that I can read.
A tweet of mine?
Yeah. It turns out
one
you don't
in particular?
Tweet. You don't tweet very much. I wanted to do a segment
do
where
mean?
We call
I used to tweet all the time.
Tweet emotions.
Here's the deal with tweeting.
Go on.
If you don't have something real to say, don't fucking say anything. Like, don't tweet, just tweet.
I tweet. You only respond to people is what you really do.
I do respond quite a bit. Lately I've been a lot more friendly with my responses. I've been a lot more fan friendly. I used to enjoy and, you know, I'm not going to lie. I still enjoy it. I enjoy calling people out for their stupid literary mistakes.
What does this mean on April 20th of 2015?
This was my tweet?
Where Bobby Fish says, "For all the dummies who can't understand New York City's proximity to Philly, we will most likely result in it additionally exploding. S your own." Oh, I know what that is from.
Suck your own is definitely S your own.
Yeah.
I know myself well.
Well, you
enough.
Wrote suck your own, but you put a star over the U instead of the U, so it would be more appropriate.
Well, because I'm a mysterious individual. I don't know. I don't remember writing.
Remember what that is. I think we were wrestling in Philadelphia and you put New York City instead.
Oh, when I was correcting my somebody called me on it.
Those assholes.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's a two-way street. I'm all for it. But be prepared when you use the wrong there.
Yeah.
I'm calling you on it, dummy. If you're going to come at me, proofread. I'm not asking you to be more intelligent than you are, but how about some proofreading? Because half the time, I don't think it's that people don't know or that they're ignorant to it. I just think they're lazy.
Lazy. Yeah.
proofread the fucking tweet. It's under how many characters? 43 or whatever.
Yeah, but what
some
about
bullshit?
The auto corrections? The people like me with the fat fingers
again,
and the low educations.
Hence, proofread. You know what proofreading is, correct? Proofreading means that when you're done writing it, you go back over and read it.
Yeah,
so you would catch the auto corrections.
You're asking me.
You would catch the auto corrections.
Why don't you ask Brendan if he knows what it is?
Brendan, you have autocorrect on your phone, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so then before you send out a tweet or a text even to somebody, you know, to your mom or something, mm-hmm. letting her know that you're about to do your AM cardio, you proofread, yeah?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Thank you for being here, Brendan.
Yeah.
All right, that was good. I guess that'll be wrap it up, unless you said you have something you wanted to talk about with hair mm-hmm. that you need to get off your chest. Does that fit in today, or should we just wrap it up?
It's a little bit of a crowbar here at the end, but I'm fine with it.
You really want to shoehorn it in? Let's get it in.
I'm okay with it.
Let's get it in less than five.
So what if you are a bald man or a balding man or mm-hmm. woman mm-hmm. or whatever?
It's very difficult for me to put myself in that setting, but yeah, let me get into character here. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you wear a wig or a hairpiece of some kind, mm-hmm. larger of the hairpieces in the world. In cold weather, such as we are experiencing right now in this upstate New York, do you wear a winter hat? Or
over the wig.
Do you not need one? Yeah.
See, I think that's the one time it's appropriate to wear the wig without question, because now it's in spite of the hat.
Well, I saw a gentleman walking down the street when I was on my way here, and he had clearly a piece on his head and no hat to accompany it, where it's cold enough out there right now that you almost don't see anyone without a hat on.
Right.
And so then that was my thought, was like, well, why doesn't he have a hat on? And then I was considering, okay, well, the hairpiece is kind of a hat. It's basically
a hair hat.
So if you wear it, if you wear a piece daily, you're wearing a hairy hat.
I like this.
Every day. Every day of your life, you wear a hairy hat.
Hair hat seems to be, I think it could be a hot fashion statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why. Like, we got to stop judging. We got to start getting on board.
The hairy hat?
Hairy hat.
I'm not bald entirely.
You don't need to be bald to enjoy the hairy hat. You just got to enjoy a different hair. Like, you wouldn't,
right.
you wouldn't
you
wear a hat.
You could be a different hair. You could have different hair every day if you had enough hairy hats.
Or when it's cold out and you're like, I don't want to get a hat hair.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cold out. I need to wear a hat. Maybe you get a hair hat that looks exactly like the hair you have.
Oh, perfect.
So people don't think you're wearing a hat.
Perfect.
They just think you got a wonderful head of hair. And they're like, man, this guy's really ballsy to go out without.
Question being,
cold.
How does this fit into my AM cardio? What do I do with my hairy hat when I'm doing my AM cardio?
You wear it so the sweat continues going.
Well, ironically enough, my AM cardio does not involve my head sweating.
Mm.
Because the only thing that sweats is my body.
Your body.
Because it's covered in
a thick layer of blubber.
No.
Oh.
A suit.
Saran wrap.
The suit.
Tinfoil.
The suit, even though I'm not trying to make weight.
Ribbon candy.
Even though I'm not trying to make weight.
Oh, sauna suit? Are you talking about how I witnessed somebody?
Yeah.
I witnessed somebody on in our roster working out in a sauna suit as if we have weigh-ins.
Right. And then I have to wonder, like,
what an asshole.
Hey, man, as soon as you have a drink of water, that's all going right back.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Hey,
you get an extra swig of water that day.
That's it. I'm trying to get rid of it so I can have more.
It just infuriates me. I think I've stated my anger over it. When I see somebody working out in a sauna suit, for somebody who, right. like, I've made weight
because
for 10
you
years.
Suffered through, yes.
Yeah. I didn't have a choice. Right. If I didn't make the weight, I did not compete.
Right.
I don't step on scales anymore.
And you got raped.
Yeah, that was part of the punishment.
That was the punishment.
Which,
for not making
weight. If you put that behind somebody's pretty easy to make weight after you get that threat.
Unless, of course, they like being raped.
Yeah, but then the word loses all its power.
Right, because then it's not rape, it's...
You've used the word rape quite often in this podcast, and very heavy in the back end, and I'm a little uncomfortable with it. I want you to take a second, look down. Do you see the line anywhere near you? Now look back.
I've crossed it again.
Yeah, it's way back there. You want to hop on one of those golf carts that beeps?
I'm so bad at this.
With the heavy set Southern woman.
That thing. Like that part. Like I think I'm a decent broadcaster, but God damn it. I don't know. How do I lose track of where the line is so easily?
You have no moral compass or scale.
But how is that not? How is that?
I mean,
it's clearly juxtapositioned to the fact that like I have two daughters and I am a part of their daily life, and they so far have been incredible, you know, great children. They've not been arrested or done anything.
You know what I think
bad.
It is? Here's my theory: is you spend so much time with your daughters and stuff, you know, you go home. You know when you take a hose, a garden hose, you turn the water on and you pinch it so no water comes out.
Yes.
But then you let it go and all the water comes out at once.
Uh-huh.
I think when you're with your kids, you're holding it in.
Yes.
You're not saying anything
it's
dirty.
Bottled up.
And offensive. And then you come here and it all comes out at once.
I just wholeheartedly offend.
Yeah. You just gotta get out of there.
Yeah.
You're so built up with horribleness.
Right. So it's like I'm defensive when I'm with my kids. Right. I'm a linebacker.
Yep.
And I get here and I turn into a tailback, and I just start running all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Mickey Rooney. I don't know where we're going with that.
Mickey Rooney?
I don't know, yeah.
Is he a football player?
I think so, right?
I don't know.
Mickey Rourke?
Mickey Dolenz?
Mickey Mantle?
Mickey from Rocky. When he died, holy shit. Yeah, Rocky 3, talk about tears.
Oh, when Mr. T gave Mickey Mouse a heart attack? Oh.
I have cried over that.
That guy was crazy,
mm-hmm.
but he was on his way out.
Who? Mickey?
Mickey. He was at least 110 in that movie.
Yeah, he's pretty old. Burgess Meredith. Who?
Oh, that's the guy's name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was the voice of Serpentor in G.I. Joe, the movie?
I think you're thinking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, I'm talking about G.I. Joe, the movie that was still a cartoon back when I was a kid. We're talking the 40s.
I'm pretty
right
sure.
Right after Pearl Harbor.
I'm pretty sure that...
When I was a kid.
I've never seen a movie The Rock wasn't in. He's in every movie, and that's... I'm pretty sure he was in that one.
I don't think so. He's hard to miss.
There's something about The Rock.
There's something about Mary. Now...
No, that's starring The Rock.
Most people thought that was Cameron Diaz, when in actuality, that was Dwayne Johnson.
Isn't he the best actor in the world?
And a sweet fucking ass on him in that movie. And cum in his hair.
Saving Private Rock.
Saving Private Rock. Forrest Rock.
Rock in the Chocolate Factory.
Camp Rock. Camp Rock 2.
Camp Rock 2. Yeah, these are all School of Dwayne Johnson.
Rocky 4.
Yeah. The list goes on and on. They're my favorite. All right, we should wrap it up here. I said that's about a podcast. It's a brunch cast. I should probably correct myself every time
We're trying to get better at these. I know it's hard to believe, but we are.
Mm-hmm. I want to say, AJ... good luck, and we are appalled with your decision to turn us down.
Yes.
Bobby, where can the people reach you?
AJ Styles. Oh, wait. No, not there.
Go to www.ajfoldslaundry.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's a web show.
And then log in under my name, which is The Bobby Fish on Twitter.
At The Bobby Fish. My name on Twitter, at The Dalton Castle. You can catch us both on Ring of Honor Television. Make sure you check it out online, too. They play every episode there. If you don't have it in your market, go ahead. ROHWrestling.com.
Email me personally, please, at at hotmail at hotmail.com. Those are two different mails in case you're stupid.
Buy all of our t-shirts at ROHWrestling.com. Show that company that you love us.
Or at ProWrestlingTees.com, because now I've got myself a store along with my BFF, Kyle O'Reilly.
Just going to do that.
Yeah.
You're just going to label him your BFF right here in front of me.
Yes, he is my BFF.
That's how this is happening.
You have made no secret about the fact that I was not the first choice for this chair. It's not even a chair. It's a bench.
Are you talking about how I mentioned Matt Taven should be in that chair?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm referring to.
Well, to each is their own.
Yeah. Better head of hair, taller, knows where the line is.
His tan is real.
Tan is not real. What do you mean real? Tan is real?
His tan is real.
Where does he get it then? Because he lives in New England.
It's from his genes. He's got that sweet caramel colored skin from his Puerto Rican
blood. Bullshit. He's going to a tanning booth or something. Now, granted, I get most of mine from that can, but that can smells good.
Okay. I'll give you that. It does smell good.
It does.
All right.
All right. I think that's it. Boys, anything? Shut the fuck up.
I don't know.